The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
How are you? Long time no see.
Hey, how are you, Kaylee? Good to see you.
I'm pretty good.
So you get to celebrate with the other ladies for winning the musical event of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's fooled around so and wild. Fell in love.
Yep.
In your career so far, a lot of ladies like Maren Morris and Tennille Towns and all the people that have been involved with that have really come to be fans of yours. Like, I'm reading down on a lot of the collaborations you've had, and so many women have been behind your career. It's amazing that this early on, like, all of these stars and all of these people that are so deeply embedded in country music are getting behind somebody like you. And that's fantastic. And it must be so wonderful to feel that.
Man, it's every now and then I'm like, do I deserve this? Do I deserve this many good people around me? But my dad always said that he's prayed my whole life that God would surround me with good and godly people. And he has. And getting to work with all of the men and women that I have, I mean, it's been such a blessing to learn from the experts, the professionals that come before me, that this is their craft and they've already built their toolbox. You know, I'm still building mine. And I've just been truly, truly blessed. I mean, Miranda has taken me under her wing. All of them. I mean, Tennille and Ashley McBride are two of my closest friends. Maren has been a supporter of me and me of her. It's been so beautiful because I've always heard the saying, you know, that women rip other women down, and that is just propaganda. That ain't right. Anything. That's fake news. Mm-hmm. I have just found this beautiful family in the women of country music that I hope never, ever goes away.
When we were last together at the CMAs and the ACMs, be over a year now. People said that 2020 was going to be the year of the woman in country music. Do you feel that happened and came to fruition? For the most part, I know we've had a hiccup in the year, but.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know. I think that, you know, this many women coming together and singing on this record and at winning vocal event of the year is a beautiful thing, you know, and kind of a sign of something moving towards more women just being heard. But honestly, I don't know. I believe that we can't just limit it to 2020 because right. I don't think that we've really brought it to fruition yet. I think that 2021, 22, well, I hope all the years are, you know, year of the woman because I'm a woman.
I hear you. I'm just saying it would like there has been a lot of great
I agree
movement forward on that. And I love the quote that you were saying that when you were young, you used to pray to God to make you know, different, not be normal and stand out from everybody else. And then I read another quote that somebody said you were too much. So it's interesting that the blessings that come with that both ways and in both quotes, it's really amazing based upon your personality. I mean, you are you.
Man, the one thing I would love to say for anyone young that's listening to this, every single thing that made my life harder when I was younger, to fit in, to belong, to really just exist, every single thing that made it harder is exactly what helps me stand out now in my job and in my career. And I remember at one point when I was in high school, I was like, maybe I don't want to be different. Maybe I want to be just like everyone else. Just make me like them so they like me.
Yeah.
And I was so unhappy trying to be the person I thought people wanted me to be that the moment I truly embraced my weirdness is the moment that God kind of opened the levee and let the blessings come towards me. Just be yourself and don't you care what people say.
Oh, those are great words. If It Wasn't For You is the debut album. It's out now and available. Everybody go buy it. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you too, Raz.
Maybe we'll see you live again one of these days out there in the world. I know you were supposed to go out with Luke this year and it just didn't work out for you. But
well, we got next year, so hopefully I'll see you out
Okay. All right, we'll see you. Our coverage today is brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150 on 92.5 XTU.
You the bomb.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.